time for Leathered Podcast.
Busy old week in the world of MMA, boys. We had a crazy old time with Ian Garry and all his adventure and his new fight coming up. And did you see the video released?
That was fucking howling. Wasn't it?
It's fucking terrible. It's like people say I'm a bad guy. People say I'm a cuck.
I thought that was got to be a win.
People say video. My wife's a wag.
See when the post it, but it's like, this is it. This is
Jinky done a couple of takes.
Aye.
He's watched it back and went, aye.
So that's 2 days before the presser. Then it was like a day before the presser, he tweeted, can't wait to wear these new shoes at the presser. How am I not going to show up? What would I do with these new shoes, basically? Then he does a show up for media. Then he does a show up for a presser. And he pulls out the fight. It was a weird 24 hours for him. Because he tweeted that like the night before he put the pull out. So
I think he
had the Nora virus that I had.
That's the thing.
He could have had the virus, but see when you've went after somebody for pulling out on you before, it's like, in for a penny, in for a pound.
He had the flu, son. It's all good. So he had the flu.
But then it happens in MMA when you're cutting weight.
Cutting weight and all these things.
Aye. Absolutely fine.
Travel.
But it's this sport we're in, and especially if you've came after somebody who's also pulled out of a fight due to illness or whatever it is, injury. MMA, what did you think of the show?
I thought it was long, because every fight near enough went to decision, apart from my boy Bryce getting put to the shadow realm.
I seen him coming out and saying, like, he was like, thank God he never hit me with the extra hammer fist.
What a right hand, though.
See, when they fall forward like that, eh? That's when you go, this might actually be a bad one.
He was twitching.
Aye. And I always feel bad when the camera goes up, like, take the camera off on me. He's fucking starting to rock about the place in there. Get him off.
I know.
Cody as well. Cody Nolov with the meaty hands.
Aye, I was buzzing for him, man. Obviously, we've seen him in the PI every day, and he was a cool guy.
We had good chats with him. He's, as you're saying, an awesome guy.
And,
Just like a normal guy.
Like, he threw some bad losses, so it's good to see him. Like, I know. It was going, like, old school.
Going for being the champ and then having a few bumps in the road to now having that belt, you know, and he's doing the pointing and he's elusive. The guy who
fights your cut, though. Mate, can we talk about that?
Mate, I didn't realise. I thought it was like, oh, he's clearly...
Is a reverse mullet, apparently?
He's like...
This is what they call it, the reverse mullet.
No. You could grow that.
Party at the front.
You could
grow business at the back.
You could 100% grow one, Ross.
I could grow as much hair as I like.
I seen a picture of us three a couple of days ago, and you've got like this little spiky bit of fluff over it.
That was all it was, really. There was a wee bit in the middle.
But it all just grows. It grows like a fucking, like one of the grass guys used to get.
Why did you hang on to it?
Just goes all straight.
Why hang on to it? Mate, you've got a fucker of hairline. That's a beauty. Do you see it?
It's hodding on it dearly.
There was another fine haircut.
I always go to Turkey, bro. That's all good.
Do you see the man with the braids?
Aye.
What do you think of the braids?
As in Paddy Pimlet.
I looked all right.
You think I looked all right? I think if he was in prison, he'd be hodding some pockets, man.
It's cultural appropriation, we'll call it.
Did you watch the fight?
No, I never watched any MMA at all, mate.
Did you watch Paddy's fight?
Aye. I had brain
damage.
What's
your honest opinion of how Paddy fought?
Did he win?
He won.
He won
the fight. I thought he's probably thought he was going to blast him out there in the first round. Didn't he? And then just went, fuck it, I'll just coast it.
I thought he looked very timid and uncomfortable in the feet at the start, as if he was nervous, I would say.
I think...
Like, because he's not really a stand-up striker, but the way he was standing...
A year out as well?
He looked pretty big as well in there. He looked very big.
Tony Ferguson, he could always just chuck something wild, though. Eh? Mm-hmm. And that's maybe, I get what he was, there was a lot of pressure on him, I think, though. Because it was quite a lose-lose fight for him. Like, he beats Tony and everybody goes, oh, I've told you. Or he loses to Tony. That's fucking him done. I didn't think it was a good fight for Paddy Pimlet.
No, definitely wasn't. It's a name.
I think he said that himself, though. It was a lose-lose, but you still need to go out there and win.
So go to do your job, eh? That's what the company want you to do.
But watching it, I'm just thinking, the top 15, I don't know how they got to protect them for so long before he even gets hurt a bit.
Where do you think he could go now?
I would give him Drew Dober.
This seems to be the chat. His name's not going away. No. It's his name a lot.
Drew's got the power, but he's obviously lacking a wee bit in the grappling. He's a good grappler, but like Paddy obviously is his best area, so that's probably his best pathway to victory against Drew, but obviously he's got to catch some hands in the process.
It's sad.
Dober's a good wrestler, but is he not?
It's sad seeing Tony like that. No, Hank.
No, not really.
Nah, no bother.
Nah.
Just,
it's this business. You've got to.
I know.
So, who was the worst guy in the corner? Was it Tenacious D or was it David Goggins?
That was fucked up as well, eh? Like, what? Is...
Goggins in the corner just shouting at him, bro.
I know. They turn it into that.
He shouldn't have been there.
You turn it into a bit of spectacle, don't you?
Aye.
And it's so easy to get like a state license in Nevada. Like, you fill in the paperwork, you're not a criminal. It's going to go through. And there should be like some sort of rules. Like these two guys are not in your corner.
Like David Goggins wasn't the guy to be there going on your seventh loss in a row.
But then, if you are a bit batshit like Tony Ferguson, then he probably was the guy.
True.
Tony's a bit weird.
More than a bit. But I suppose you're right. Like, that is just the
story. So does Dana White need to take responsibility here and just cut it?
I'm not putting you out there anymore.
Like I seen it on Twitter this morning that he's done.
Like old Jella.
Did you see that he'd been taking off the
fighter's poster?
Like, I had seen that as well. Like, but I don't know how true it is.
Like old Jella. Like just
take him out the back.
Sorry, Uncle Dana.
but the thing is,
in a cartridge.
But there's nothing stopping him going to another promotion and signing for them.
And then Dana White loses out. Not that he loses out in massive amounts of eyes on the sport, but you can still use this guy, and that's what we do in this sport. When you become the older guy, you get used to promote the younger guys. So if there's a young guy coming through like Paddy, like somebody else who's coming up behind him, they'll fire him in.
But has anybody went 7 in a row and kept their job?
Did BJ Penn not do it?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure.
I don't think it was as much as 7.
I'm not aware of any, but it could have happened. But I don't, it just,
but he's 40 as well.
Same again, it's 7 in a row, but he's still fighting the top guys. If you look at who he has fought against.
It's mad. He was a 12-fight unbeaten fighter. That's like...
Right. I bet they're trying to go 12 and 12.
It's heading that fucking direction. You like a good scuffle in the crowd?
Aye.
Like, you see Sean Strickland and DDP fighting good in the crowd.
I like doing a game with the gun.
Here's the thing, does it set back the sport?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
It does, man. Why? Come on. Two guys fighting in the crowd.
It's a
two
fight
professional
sport.
Athletes. I know, but you've got to have a bit of respect, man. The days of Mike Tyson just fucking biting ears off and shit like that is should be gone.
Aye. Well,
that's boxing, though.
The problem is...
Dana White's like, you think I like this? And he's like, I don't. And he's got this big cheese on his face, like a hard on and everything.
The problem I've got is DDP said, come on then, let's fucking fight right now. Aye. So, and Sean Strickland went,
move, and then flies over.
So you can't offer him a fucking square go and then expect him to turn it down. Because he was always going to do that. So I don't know who's to blame.
I think it brings negative eyes on the sport. I'm going to be honest.
Probably.
They're going to use it as part of their promotion for this fight.
Aye. They're the wrong two guys to have sitting beside each other anyway. Because they're probably
so
going to do
close
shit
as well, man.
You know what I mean? Something was going to happen.
If I'm fighting a guy and a guy offers me 20 yards away, let's go. I've got to close that distance real quick.
I
can't really get close.
That's who I'm at. And
that's who Sean Strickland is too. So Drickus should have known better, I think. I think Drickus is to blame for it. Not Sean Strickland for reacting. Drickus shouldn't have called him out.
He's saying,
hey.
Nah, it's just
there's a camera.
Somebody's just hit you with it. Bop, 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 bop. They're getting it.
Yeah, it's a dodgy one. Aye, silly to have them so close. But imagine you were trying to do that with every single fighter. It's like the Leon Masvidal thing. Mind where they could, then they wouldn't make that fight because they were like, well, everyone will just start fucking cracking people through the back. And then they'll get the fights made. So you probably do have a point, actually.
It's just negative. Just
speaking of negative, what's your thoughts on dead parents getting brought up in
pretty shit.
Went down there, right?
That was dark, wasn't it?
I think McGregor's to blame.
We've gone up for this.
I can't remember a time where this was up for grabs to go after family and friends. I don't remember a time before Conor. Conor made it so that you can attack family and friends. Conor made it that you can kick people in pressers. Mm-hmm. Conor made it that you can assault people and get away with it. So now he set the limit, and now people are just doing it. Like Conor McGregor going after,
because it gets the views.
Conor McGregor going after Poirier's wife, saying she's in me fucking day. Absolutely brilliant. I love it, but I'm like, he's the guy that opened up the door.
That was right after a fight, though, in fairness. So emotions are still high and things like that. So I can understand an outburst like that. But Colby Covington coming to the press conference with that line rehearsed in his head.
He said it wasn't rehearsed. What he said was, see, because he made the mistake. And he was like, I'm taking you to the seventh layer of hair. Aye. He made a mistake, and then it was like one of these things with a bit flustered.
I need to claw
this back, and he's just blotted it out. Because if you watch the actual footage, it's not a rehearsed line. It's definitely not a rehearsed line, and it's one of these ones where he's like, "Fuck, I'm in for a penny, in for a pound, and I'm going to have to deal with the repercussions." Yeah.
Did you see what he said at the face-off, saying it's a character?
There was confusion
whether he said it was a character or I thought it was a character. I'd heard him saying
it was, I thought it was a character, meaning he was squaring up to him saying, I thought I was a character. Like, I thought this was a lie. Like, let's fucking go.
That's what it was. You thought I was playing a character, basically.
Aye.
Colby saying, you thought I was playing a character.
As opposed to him telling him it's a character. Like, don't hit me. It's like,
you think this isn't real or something?
By the way, I double checked it, and there's multiple sources saying that Tony Ferguson's been pulled out the rankings. So,
quite right.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Tony.
Do you think that's the worst
one? He's talking to his boys, not
really. He's, we're going to see him in a few months doing
bare knuckle or something.
Asylum. Bare knuckle or he's going to be on the street fucking shooting people up with Mayhem Miller.
Maybe. It could go that way. It's fucking...
Him, Mayhem Miller, and who's the guy that was...
Goggins.
No, the other guy that War Machine. Well,
he's in jail.
He's doing life, so he's not up to much.
Aye, but they'll all be in the same jail cell.
Like him.
Digging their way out with elbows.
Got to ride Christy Mack, though, so.
Shout out to C-Mac.
And then we obviously had the actual fight, and Colby had come out and was like, he thinks he'd won it.
It was weird, eh? Did you watch that?
I guess it's part of his character where it's like, he can't really back down.
Mm-hmm.
He has to double down.
Mm.
He got leg kicked for like 3 rounds, 4 rounds, but then probably did win the last round with control. And then
I won
the fight. He didn't win the fight.
Mm-hmm. That was just a strange performance by him. Like he never.
I looked at one point where Leon just like, fuck it, I'm taking you down. Took him down.
He went for a couple of single legs, but I didn't think he even.
Was I right? Was I right about the stand up?
It was all stand-up.
Aye. I didn't think, wrestlers, well, not so much wrestlers, but
Leon took him down.
Aye, but Colby definitely has it in his head where he's like, I don't need the wrestling. Mm-hmm. I've got the ability to stand with him. And then it's one of these things that goes too far, and then you're like, I'll catch him in the next flurry of punches, and then before you know it, it's like 5 rounds in.
Well,
and then a takedown's no going to come as easy as you.
He was fearing a head kick anyway, hadn't he? He was weary of that.
You could see by like the end of the third round, when the third round finished, I was like, that's it. This is done. Mm-hmm. This fight's got away for Colby Covington. He's not going to catch it back now. Like, what's he? He just like, he couldn't he be fucked? Mm-hmm. That was how he looked, I would say. Could I say? Yeah. I just
managed to catch it on like highlights as opposed to the whole fight.
But this is the same guy that came out and fucking threw 500 shots on Robbie Lawler and stuff like that. And just never really started.
It comes down to out the ring. Mm. 2 years, was it?
So I saw people saying he had fought. When did he fight Masvidal?
I got a parcel through the door.
Did you get a new one?
I got a new one. So this year I've got is the large doesn't fit me. Remember I messaged in saying, empty got me chum. The large doesn't fit me. And this year I've been having is my left knee and wrestling. It was all smashed up for the fight. Like, hitting the skin off. Mm-hmm. Like,
so because like, you're orthodox and you shoot your left.
So I'm like, right, I need an actual knee brace. I didn't have any ones that fitted me. So the large was just a wee bit too baggy. So I had hit up Luke, for Anaconda, and said, any chance of a knee brace? Sent me to the medium.
I'm sure it could hook a brother up.
Sent it out, fired that on, and was in yesterday, wrestling like a champ, Anaconda style, baby.
Shooting fucking doubles for the halfway across the fucking flare.
So you need to make sure you've got like the right sizing. It's not one of these ones where like, I'll just get a large.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want it to
comfort
work,
match, comfort,
if you want it to work effectively. But then, see, yesterday when I was in the gym, There was at least five guys with
it. I saw in the video as well. I saw Sean with his own.
Five guys wearing an anaconda knee brace.
Coonley's got double yes.
I wore two in my wrestling match. Under my actual wrestling knee braces.
They are fucking quality.
Definitely makes a difference.
Protect your knees.
So we were, it was cage wall walk yesterday. And
horrible, innit?
Aye.
That is horrible.
Grueling.
A lot better with a flat wall though, innit?
So I was using
got
the,
a new cage.
I was trying to use the pillars. Sean's like, no, use the cage. Mm.
He's just
jamming knuckles in all that shit.
Fucking cheese grates your back.
My feet are all, like, I ran my feet doing that one last Saturday and my fucking toes are all
aye, that
fucked
was
up.
Brand
new, never moved at all.
Was that the new one you bought?
Case
aye.
Is that a good one?
Aye, it was good.
He was the one, innit? I was just telling his name near it.
Slippy, but that's how it goes. It's nae slippier than the fucking gym, so.
Mm-hmm. When a brand new one's nae give, it's horrible.
Aye. It's just, it was exactly like, that's what you were saying with the guillotine. Like, that should have just been a push them straight into that and buff and just fucking burst the head off. But
burst the head off.
Ach, well.
Aye, so that was my anaconda knee brace. If you're looking to rock an anaconda knee brace, why not check out Anaconda's website? It is in the link. Or if you can't use the link in our bio, why not get the email address or website from Ross Cooper?
AnacondaFightwear.co.
And what's the deal they have for the Leathered Boys?
Promotional code is Leathered10 and it's two rash guards for $59 still.
Look as handsome as we do.
Yep.
By going to Anaconda.
Cause I've got that wrong as well. Fuck knows.
Was that not in the restaurant? I think it was in a restaurant. Right, well, as opposed to actually being in the Octagon.
It was for 2 years, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
It was in 2022, 6th of March. So
he'd been out, he'd taken coming off two losses. Mm-hmm. So it's out for 2 years, off two losses, right? Granted, they're the champ you've been beat off of. Mm-hmm. But you still need to...
It was just a very strange
Colby
Covington. He didn't... obviously, he was fucking... When he fought Usman, he didn't win, but he was still very good.
Yes, it was close. The first one was close.
Mm-hmm. He was still a great fighter, but he just didn't look like he could be bothered, mm-hmm. I thought. Weird.
He's pushing the trump card too much, wasn't he?
There was too much, eh?
I seen pictures. Obviously, it was your birthday yesterday. Happy belated birthday, Chris. Yeah. I seen you with a MAGA hat on. You and Jordan Strong with a MAGA hat. Going, let's go, Colby.
Yeah, that was at the White House.
Was that when Trump was president, though?
Yes. We were in Washington.
Trump 2024, bro.
We were in Washington for the... Well, he's been told he's not allowed to.
Only in one state.
Is he not?
Only in one state, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. So we were in Washington, and these two guys bought MAGA hats, and we were flying about in these like scooters, and people were hurling abuse at you. Remember this? People were showing like giving them abuse. Fuck you, man! Like,
in public?
Yes, in public in Washington.
In hell,
I know. And you obviously thought, this is cool, because obviously...
Was there no protest outside the White House?
They were. That's right. Yeah. Fucking hell, we went to get our pictures taken. We had to like weave ourselves through the fucking. The protesters.
People giving you grief.
And then they had to take their hat off. Because you're going to die, clown.
So what is it like in Colorado State? He can't run.
Because
he can run in other states. So that's just the...
It's because basically them storming the White House. That's what
they're doing. Right, aye.
So why is... So surely all states should be in.
I don't know how their legal system works.
Fucking voting for the president then. Like, you're just no way.
I don't know. Maybe
count Trump. Everybody else is in there.
Maybe. They're weird over there, eh?
He's already minus one.
He's already going to fucking win anyway. They're not going to vote for Biden again, are they?
Why is he always walking with Kid Rock?
That's weird, isn't it?
You see Colby going up to him. I think it must be his mate. Is it no the because of the song? Is it American Badass or something?
It's just a weird... Aye,
and then like Colby going up to him,
Kid Rock isn't a cool guy anyway. Maybe if you're going back to like the early 2000s, it was like he's a guy. Well, now in fucking 2023, going into 2024, Kid Rock's fucking a loser.
How dare you? You seen Joe Dirt, bro?
Forgot he's in Joe Dirt, any?
Is this queer? Sweet Home Alabama, he done that, didn't he? Did they remake it up?
No, it was Doug Meat as well, mate. Come on.
No, it's Doug Meat. I was just saying it did.
And the American Badass is like the tune of that is Metallica. Sad but true. I am American badass. Hey. So the guy doesn't even write his own songs. He's a fucking or write his own melodies. He just kind of comes in and raps over them. Do you not have a small person with him as well? It was an ugly kid, Joe. That's somebody else.
Small person.
The wee guy called Joey or something like that.
How small was this person?
He was a small person.
Dwarf.
I don't get to use that terminology.
I just say that. So.
Are you allowed to call
him? Dwarf's like proper terminology, I'm sure.
I don't think it is.
Because the condition is called dwarfism.
Yes, but I don't think you'll refer to him as dwarf.
Midget.
I don't think midget's totally like not PC.
Hobbit.
Midget. I'd prefer Hobbit.
Midget James.
I don't know.
What are we going for? Have we got it? We got the information? I think
it is dwarf. Like,
it's a small person, isn't it?
Wee fairly.
Aye, dwarfism. Aye. I'm reading here that dwarfism's cool. Little person is cool. Or person of short stature.
So dwarf's not cool? Cause that's,
no, dwarf is cool.
That's like saying...
Don't. Yeah.
F-got.
Don't. Anyway, we'll move on.
It's down to personal preference.
We'll move on to something.
Of the little person.
What about these that keep saying that they want to tell you that they're fasting for like 36 hours or something like that? Like, is this a new thing? These guys putting the videos up. I'm on my 24-hour fast. Like, nobody cares, mate. Just do it.
Just fucking do it.
Have you seen it? Everybody's doing it.
I think it's to be with inspiring someone else
that's
to do
me
it.
36 hours fasting, easy.
Like it's to inspire somebody else to do it. Like, wow. Let's try it.
I've been inspired.
With hard work, determination.
Really, I'm doing it right now. I just didn't know what to say because you're slagging cunts doing it.
Gay.
I've been doing it for like the past 2 months. But we'll
Exhibit A. Know what I mean?
I wasn't telling any cunt. Man, I didn't fast.
How long were you fasting for? Well, 47 minutes.
The podcast has been on for like 10 minutes.
Dear you. I'm starving now. So I do, what is it? 18 and.
Oh, you're doing intermittent fasting?
Aye, but I didn't do this mad.
Intermittent fasting is different for the 36
no,
hours.
No, no, this mad.
That's like a straight 36 where you're not eating.
And they only drink water.
Aye. I seen Dana White had come out and said that, but he was drinking bone broth as well. And I'm like, that's no fasting, you fucking moron.
I saw Lee put up a post about it.
What did he say?
No, it's not the one. He's like
hard work, determination, grit. Everybody can do it. Like, get it, man. Just don't eat and drink. You know what I mean? It's the easiest thing in the world.
He says your body will start eating the muscle before it eats the fat.
Right.
Because it's a better source of energy. So
And it's easier to break down the meal.
So he says don't do it.
Is it not to do with like cell regeneration or autophagy as well?
That's what eats bad cells.
Aye,
that's what I'm fasting when you go into like your sleep cycle. That's what it's meant to do. It's meant to increase the body's, rather than breaking down food and breaking down your daily nutrients, it's going to rebuild cells. That's what they think it's going to do.
It's meant to be good for you when you're not feeling well, eh? But I think that's about it.
I do quite a lot of fasts when I'm hungover. I'll go for the fast, like, oh, I can't eat.
Just can't eat.
Do you ever go to social media and tell everybody about it?
Next time I'm hungover, I'm going to be like, I'm fasting. Wait till I get that Chinese at 5 o'clock at night.
I was rough as
salting me.
I was rough as fuck yesterday. I couldn't even get off my couch. I've never been as bad as this in my life.
So I was pretty rough. I did my little tour with Mikey B and Tom Aspinall.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good.
Saw some good clips.
I'm sure you did.
First one you fucking nailed.
I know. Right, so I can actually do a backflip.
Guys, if you like a bet like I do, we've now got an official podcast betting partner, McBookie. If you spend £5, you get £20 worth of free bets following the link in our description. This bet is for MMA competition bets only, and it's for subscribers to the podcast and new customers only.
Bet responsibly.
Don't bet like me.
Michael Bisping had said, oh, Paul's got a party trick, he can do a backflip. And I was like, right, I'll do a backflip. Nail it. Everybody has a good time. A couple of beers.
You had beers the first one?
Yes, I had a couple, not many, because it was the first one. And I was like, right, I don't know what to expect. I want to have a wee bit of edge to myself. I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Second one, I fucked it. I went out for dinner at about 5 o'clock and was like, ah, fuck it, I'll have a couple of beers with my dinner, you know? Pasta, nice glass of red wine, nice Peroni for the tap. And then I get ready, went to the show, had a lot more beers. And they then say to me, you've probably seen the clip where it's like Tom's like, and I was like, ah, my jeans are super tight. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. My jeans were really tight. It was really skinny jeans. And then Michael's like, we're on stage. He's like, when we were in London, Paul did a backflip, and who wants to see him do it again? And I said, listen, I don't think I'll be able to do it. Jeans are tight. And everybody starts going, Paul, Paul. I was like, fuck it. Took the shirt off, took the watch off, let's go. Mum, face planted an absolute fucking peach. But it was that moment where it's like, at this moment, you knew you fucked up.
You know you weren't making it, aye.
I think it's the way your arms were, though. It was like,
like you've been shot in the back of the head.
What you need to do, it's like,
I've lived a few months with that, man.
I know. A good spine. Like, if you get hit with a bird with that, you'd be like, she's a keeper. Rather than that fucking old, that cat back.
Like, what's going on here, man? What's going on?
It's because my face dicked it first.
Like, jiu-jitsu, take a back, man.
So, it's to do with like the spin, like the same thing like a figure skater does. Bring themselves in nice and tight, go really quick, open up, go really slow. When you're pissed and you can't bring your knees to your chest, because you need to bring your knees in really tight to get the rotation, I couldn't do it. So it was like, I was up at the apex. And I'm looking at the ceiling thinking, oh, fuck this. I've fucked this. And as I come back around, I just see the ground getting closer to my face and, oh, I'm fucking nail it, man.
10 for commitment, no.
But then, like, they were all cheering. And I was like, I knew as I stood up there, I knew my jeans and all that. Everything wasn't going my way. And I still went for it. I was like, ah, fuck it. What's the worst thing? I landed my face, landed my neck. So then I go up and Michael takes the microphone and goes, and I go, aye. But I mean, the show must go on. Smashed the show. Right. It was good.
The crowd want to see that bit.
Aye.
He's trying.
Aye. So what was like the Thursday you done the show?
Thursday we did the
Friday
Indigo.
Is where we are, and Saturday. So you had 3 days or you aye. Did your own hang or?
So Thursday, I got there Thursday. They straight after the bat, fucked it straight away. Got my train down, jumped on these wee bikes. I love them. Took my skateboard and that as well. Just cutting about town, met up with a friend for a bit of lunch, was in the wrong place, go to the same place, and then I was staying in the Intercontinental, which is a really nice hotel. I'm just round the corner for it. I go up, Paul Craig, no details for me. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
That's wild, that fucking hotel, by the way.
It's a doozer. So then I'm scrolling through my phone, and then I read Intercontinental 02. I was in the fucking wrong place. I was in Piccadilly, the O2 Arena is fucking like 50 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
So it was 50 minutes in the public transport, or I could jump on a bike, one of the wee electric bikes, 45 minutes. I opted for the bike. There's me. And this is at like 6 o'clock at night, belting through the town, man. It was fucking pitch black.
You love a wee bike in
London. I just had music on, had a really good time, got there, got to the hotel, got up to my room, got ready, and then had to go straight out and do the actual show. Which was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Bisping does like a 25 to 30 minutes of like him talking about some funny shit. Try and get some of the jokes that he tells. Makes some jokes about Tom's dad, how Tom's dad's small and Tom's massive, and he's like, I might know what the fucking brilliant line. It's like, I might know what the postman looks like, fucking Andre the Giant. he's got some pictures. So it was funny. Then he brings me out. And then we just talk about pretty much the podcast, like stuff we've done in the podcast, stuff we've spoken about in the podcast, and then brings out Tom. Everybody goes wild because Tom's obviously the champ. And then for that, he pulled MVP onto the stage, and Brendan Lochner, he comes out dressed as Santa and starts flinging in posters into the crowd and shit for the fans. Okay. Kind of cool. And then Michael goes into the crowd and asks questions. That's pretty much it. Give me a second.
MVP new UFC athlete. Yeah. Well.
So that's official now, right?
That's official.
Fighting Holland at Miami, 299.
So it's then it goes from that to going to Thursday night in London and Indigo. Really, really nice. You know, London punters, much upstanding members of the community. One is drunk because it's a school night. We go to fucking Manchester. Every fucker's pissed, man. Everybody's a little bit leery, and everybody just keeps cheering fucking Tommy Aspinall.
Mm-hmm.
So it was brilliant. Anytime Tom would say, Tommy Aspinall.
Well, that's his local, eh?
Aye. Wild. And then what happens was we run through the same kind of sequence where it's like, I'm in, we all come in, Michael jumps into the crowd, and then everybody descends on the fucking stage. Literally, the two. We were playing the Apollo,
and the two walkways all fill up. So the security guards are going after them, not the stewards are fucking like panicking. They're going to shut it down. So Big Paul gets a microphone and goes, "It'll teach your voice. Right, guys, going to have to shut this down. Everybody better be back in their seat or they're going to stop with the show if you're going ahead." Everybody goes back to their seat.
Why were they getting up? Just
getting excited.
They were just wanting pictures, but everybody was pissed and that was it. So it was just like this fucking mad crush at the front of the stage. But people buy you booze and then put it in the front of the stage.
So because they're getting quite close to you, they obviously think they can...
Aye. And then it's a tricky one. Fucking mashing all these shots and beers. And then it's one of these things, down it, down it. And you're like, "I just did a backflip because you fucking cheered on me. Let's go." So I was absolutely fucking mortal after that show.
You had a good time though.
Oh, I had a good time, mate.
What's the chat? Tom Aspinall got any?
No, he was telling us that you've probably seen it.
It's fighting Francis Ngannou.
No, he's definitely not fighting Francis Ngannou. People were actually asking him that, and he's like, he's no signed to the UFC. He's so set in John Jones. Mm-hmm. That's the guy he might actually fight. And he says he'll wait. And I'm like, that's a bad idea, man. Because nobody waits in this spot.
Well, they didn't like you doing it.
No,
that's for sure.
Just a heads up, by the way, that's been half an hour if he's back.
Go a wee bit longer.
We'll go a wee bit longer and we'll cut it. I'm all bagged up today for some reason. I think I'm coming down with this fucking Ian Garry flu.
Is that what you're calling it?
It might be AIDS Ian Garry's got.
Well, you get that for women? Get that for bad ones, I think.
The ones that mix up. So, next week's Christmas?
Okay. Here already.
Are we all sorted?
I would say so. Right? Mm-hmm. Do you worry about it or do you get stressed about it?
No, I'm looking forward to it. I just love spending time with the kids, man.
I know. It's good. I feel like I was in Livy Centre the other day shopping and you see people just pure panic. Aye. Like, fuck it, what the hell? I've not bought fuck all for my missus yet. I need to get something. I've left Italy, but the kids are all sorted. That's
important. Yeah, that's what Chris was saying at the start. It's for the kids.
Aye. I've never been bothered about getting in. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't go, can I get...
This podcast would have been longer, but...
I was late.
You were in an accident?
Sort of. I was in an accident, but it was a little bit my fault.
And who did you call?
How was it your fault? Because you drift through it?
Who did you call?
I'm looking at my phone.
Who did you call?
I called G4 Claims.
Yes.
Well, you can't say that after what you just said 2 seconds.
If you have been involved in an on-fault accident, why not get in contact with G4 Claims? But that's the reason why this podcast is slightly shorter.
I know. I blew my tyre up in a massive pothole.
This kind of stuff happens. But guys, stay safe. Keep it high.
Survive.
Have a good one.